USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic congresswoman says she believes President Trump's impeachment is more helpful for his reelection than it is damaging. In a video posted on Twitter last evening, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii argued the House impeachment, quote, has greatly increased the likelihood that Trump will be president after next year's election.
We all know that Trump is not going to be found guilty and removed from office by the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. Second, the impeachment, in my view, will actually increase his support amongst voters, and it's going to make him harder to defeat.
Reports are the U.S. ambassador in Baghdad and U.S. embassy staff there have had to be evacuated. Officials providing an update on the situation on the ground after hundreds of protesters tried to storm the heavily guarded American embassy. This is USA Radio News.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
A Texas community remains in mourning after a deadly church shooting on Saturday. A candlelight vigil was held last night outside the West Freeway Church of Christ in the Fort Worth area. Pastor Britt Farmer speaking to the crowd.
Pray for me and for all of our family here that lost these two great men. Pray for our church.
It was inside the church that a gunman opened fire, killing two people Sunday morning before he was shot to death by two church members who were on security detail and had concealed weapons. There's been no word yet on a possible motive by the gunman. A Georgia Tech football recruit is dead after being hit by a freight train. The Broward County Sheriff in Florida saying that Bryce Gowdy was killed early yesterday morning, struck by the train. Police are still investigating the events leading up to his death. He started football at Deerfield Beach High School in southern Florida. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Enjoy the celebrations as 2020 arrives, but keep an eye on your vehicle. That's the advice from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Frank Scafidi of the National Insurance Crime Bureau tells us more vehicles are stolen at New Year's than any other day of the year. Why is that?
So many people go out New Year's Eve and get sideways. They can't even remember their name, much less where they parked their car.
Jerry Hagans of the Texas Department of Insurance has a theory about why so many vehicle thefts on this one day.
People are celebrating indoors for New Year's Eve parties, and they're not driving in their cars, so their cars may be unattended.
Scafidi tells us motorists in California have the biggest concern.
California, from the minute we started taking statistics, has been the number one state for auto thefts, probably since the wheel was invented.
Hagans tells us Christmas is the day for the least number of vehicles stolen.
Car thieves don't want to work on Christmas like the rest of us do.
I'm John Clemens.
Uber and delivery company Postmates are suing California over a new law that would reclassify contractors for those companies as employees. It's to take effect on the 1st and would change the relationship between companies like Uber and the people who drive for them. The lawsuit, filed in federal court, argues the new law is unconstitutional and will stifle companies and workers as well. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.